Good morning. You listen to FourDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is David Duncan, who's Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk. David, how you doing?
I am doing great, Kemp.
You just got back from 3 days with your dearest and nearest aligned dealers, and wanted to ask you about that. I also want to talk to you about this Tough Mudder, your latest torture test that you're using to test SmartStrand. Let's start with the solutions meeting. First off, just talking about the dealers that were there and their tone, their expectations for next year. Tell us what you think about that.
You're exactly correct. We just got back from Orlando, where we hosted our Floorscapes and Color Center retailers. We called it Own the Experience, right? Trying to get them to continue to push and advance their retailing in their local markets. But I will say, the retailers are very optimistic. I think if you look back at 2014, started out a little slow, it kind of picked up some steam, and then it kind of slowed down again. And then as we've gotten a little bit closer to the holiday season, it seems like a little bit more store traffic. I think overall, though, if you talk to most of these folks, I think that they're starting to get the sense that traffic is coming back. The numbers are starting to reflect it.
Yeah, but you know, if you rolled back a full year, everybody thought 14 was going to be a great year. 13 was building momentum the latter part of it. So I'm wondering if we're going to be all, you know, optimistic and then see the same thing in 15 we saw in 14. I know you're not an economist, but it just seems like this time things might be better. For one thing, the price of gasoline is less. The consumer's got more money to spend. And the fact that things have been soft for a good half of this year, there might be some good pent-up demand. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think what kind of threw everybody off this year was housing. You know, you've got two parts of housing. You've got your existing housing sales, and you've got new construction. And in 13, existing homes and new construction were both up. In 14, existing home sales was actually down slightly, and new home sales were up, of course.
Right.
But that's a smaller part of the market. So I think that was the thing that kind of threw everybody off and made it just a little bit choppy. Whereas even going into the fourth quarter, you're seeing much better momentum with existing homes as well as new construction.
Okay. So probably today, your dust is settling from your meeting. You're probably going to have a meeting today where you say, hey, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? Give us some quick highlights. I'm sure you got some feedback from some of your best customers. What was the best parts of the solutions meeting?
Obviously, product, our whole industry is driven around product. Whether you're talking about our carpet products from our launch of SmartStrand Forever Clean, which was by far a huge hit from everybody's perspective, to, our hard surface side of our business. We've expanded the Armor Max branding from hardwood into laminate. As you know, luxury vinyl tile is an area of real growth, and we showed quite a few concepts from the luxury vinyl tile side of our business that's going to be hitting the market in the second quarter. Also on ceramic, where you've got that reveal imaging and you're doing things like wood looks on ceramic and just highly defined and definitive images, real stone and real marble and real wood on ceramic base. I mean, it's amazing.
And, I need to point out, you brought up ceramic. In 1998, Mohawk was just a carpet company. And now if you look at your revenue numbers, you do as much business in ceramic as you do in carpet. So an important category.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Jeff made the comment, 40% of our business is ceramic as a company, 40% on the carpet side, and 20% wood and laminate. So we're very diversified, and we're international. Mohawk is in a very strong place.
Yeah. One last thing about Solution, the band that you had Saturday night was real impressive. It was some of the lead musicians from several different groups, right?
That's correct. This year, we took a little bit different tack. You had lead original members from Journey, Kansas, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Steppenwolf. They all got together on stage, played all their best hits. Santana was another one that was part of the thing. So I think everyone had a really, really good time on Friday night.
All right, let's talk about this Tough Mudder, the torture test. I mean, you go back through and you look at some of the things you guys have done. You've had that Rhino in the Alabama Zoo Rico. You've done the Messiest Kid Contest, License to Spill, Puppy Bowl. And now you're doing Tough Mudder. Talk about what this is, how it came about.
Yeah, let me just start with SmartStrand Forever Clean. Just in general, if you kind of go back on the carpet side of our business, say 40 years, started out as a message primarily built around the resiliency and durability of carpet. Mm-hmm. And then it evolved in the 80s to stain resistance, right? And it's been kind of stain resistant message throughout the last, 20 years or something. And you know us, I mean, we constantly talk to consumers and we try to make sure we understand what their problems are and how to solve those problems. And we build our innovations around solving those problems. And I would say that I've started to hear more and more of late is this issue of cleanability. One consumer who had this really great statement, and she said, when my carpet feels dirty, my house starts to feel dirty, and when my house starts to feel dirty, I get stressed. And so we already knew we had a good product in SmartStrand. We knew it had permanent stain resistance. So the stain issue wasn't really ever an issue with us. We decided to really build around this issue of cleanability. Could we make it easier to clean, easier to maintain? And back in April, we came to the point where we commercialized it in one plant. And then from there, we started to spread it to the other plants. The results that we were getting from cleanability were off the chart in terms of our releasing of soil and its repellency. It was really taking SmartStrand to another level. So getting to Tough Mudder, we say, hey, listen, we have this extraordinary product and we want to always put it into an extraordinary situation so that it tests the limits of how far can we take cleanability with SmartStrand. So we looked for something that was really intense, really punishing, sort of an unforgiving challenge. And that's really what we found in Tough Mudder. And just to kind of tell the group what Tough Mudder is about, is a 10 to 12 mile obstacle course, and it's primarily in the mud, and there's about 9,000 participants at each of these events. They run about 50 events per year, and our carpet will be at the finish line at these events. So you're going to have literally about 2 million muddy, stomping footprints that you walk or run over SmartStrand Forever Clean at the end of each event. So it's a very punishing challenge. It really takes the cleanability issue to another level. In fact, the event that you attended, Kent, back in November, we had it at the finish line. We cleaned it and brought it back to Solutions. So everybody that attended our Solutions event got a chance to actually see what the product looked like. We cleaned part of it in an X, which represented our 10th anniversary of SmartStrand. So it's a punishing challenge, but it's something that SmartStrand can live up to.
You know, I don't know how many participants there are, but at 50 different events around the world, there also, these people say, why was carpet at the finish line? So, you're bringing in some awareness to people that might not otherwise know about what you're doing.
Yeah, we're definitely doing that. And what kind of makes this event a little different than things we've done in the past, there is less consumers that actually attend the event. But here's what's really cool about Tough Mudder and the gentleman who started this. His whole purpose of this challenge, and he'll go to great lengths to talk about the fact that it's not a race and it's not time. And what he's looking for are people who really want to challenge themselves. So what we ended up discovering as we started working with this group early on was the amount of stories they had. There's a lot of veterans that attend, amputee. You know, they're sitting there wanting to challenge themselves. So they put together a team and actually participate in Tough Mudder.
Right.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to take some of those stories, along with the fact that it connects to our product, and broadcast it and syndicate it via social media and so forth. So we think we can really help our retailers in their markets, just get awareness out of what's going on, because the stories themselves, even on Facebook, there's just some amazing stories.
It's team building. The people that do this are building teams. Like you said, I went to the Toughest Mudder, which is the world championship, for you to roll this out. And the people that were there, obviously a lot of team building, neat people.
Yeah. The other thing too I want to mention is you know, Tough Mudder sounds extreme. And for anyone that's listening, if they go to Tough Mudder site, you'll kind of learn about it. But the way we bring it back into stores is a really simple message. And our message overall for SmartStrand Forever Clean is the toughest, easiest to clean carpet on the planet. Mm-hmm. But when you see our point of sale in store, and what the consumer will see is all built around this really simple idea that life gets messy. And when it does, there's SmartStrand Forever Clean, so they do not have to worry. Mm-hmm. And that's really the ultimate message to the consumer at the end of the day. Sure, this is an extreme event, but just like anything else, if the carpet can handle that, then it can probably handle my pets, my kids, my husband, my mess makers at home.
All right, David, it sounds like a neat challenge for your carpet. It's good to talk to you. Again, been talking to David Duncan, who's Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.